A new study suggests that voter ID laws can hurt voter turnout, especially among minorities. The findings were released today by the Federal Election Assistance Commission, but as NPR's Pam Fessler tells us, the panel declined to adopt the study, saying that more research is needed.
There are few voting issues that are more controversial than the requirement that voters show ID at the polls. And the findings by researchers working for the U.S. Election Assistance Commission are certain to fuel that debate. Tim Versalotti of the Eagleton Institute of Politics at Rutgers University is one of the authors of the study. He says it showed a clear connection between ID requirements and voter turnout.
In this way, as the requirements for identification became more stringent, the probability of voting declined.
In fact, he says, the drop was almost 3% in states with the most stringent ID requirements. And he says,
the largest declines occurred among African Americans, Hispanics, and Asians.
For example, African Americans in states that require some form of non-photo ID were almost 6% less likely to say they voted than those living in states where voters only have to give their names. For Hispanic voters, the decline in turnout was 10%. Versalotti is the first to admit the study has its limitations.
While we stand by its findings and are very confident in them, it's really just the beginning.
For example, the research looked only at the 2004 elections, when ID requirements weren't as stringent as they are today. It also relied on surveys that asked people whether or not they had voted, not on data showing whether they did vote. Versalotti wasn't surprised then that the Election Assistance Commission declined to adopt the report, although he says it reflects what he calls a tremendous amount of caution. Commissioner Rosemary Rodriguez says the panel decided that the ID study raised more questions than it answered and that more research is needed.
The commission realized that we needed to go beyond one single election and look at an entire cycle, especially in light of the fact that many states have passed new ID laws since 2004.
In fact, about half the states now require all voters to show some form of ID. Many of those laws are being challenged by groups that say they disproportionately hurt the poor, elderly, and minorities. Wendy Weiser is with the Brennan Center for Justice in New York, which has been involved in some of the challenges. She says the new study reinforces earlier findings.
That millions of Americans don't have the kinds of ID asked for in voter ID laws. And I think that this will provide additional evidence that those laws do hurt voters when they're in place.
But those who promote ID laws say they're a necessary protection against voter fraud, that they're needed to ensure that those who show up at the polls are who they say they are. They also note that voters who don't have ID can cast provisional ballots. But the debate over the extent of voter fraud is just as controversial as the voter ID debate. Again, Wendy Weiser.
There is no evidence that voter ID requirements reduce fraud at all. You're more likely to be struck by lightning than to find somebody who's committed in-person voter fraud of the kind that is targeted by voter ID laws.
But some people disagree, and the Election Assistance Commission has been studying the issue. It concluded in December that, again, more research is needed. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.